Well, thank you. Welcome back. And we're here with a rather special guest today, a gentleman that we first saw on our open mic stage. And we learned that he's a friend of our musical producer here, John Baylor, and that he also was a teacher of John Baylor's. And that's what you do, isn't it, Joe Martin Rickey?
That is what I do. I'm a teacher and a and John, I think we'd say I'm your mentor, wouldn't we say that? I mean, wouldn't that be a way of putting it? I'm John's mentor. I taught him how to read Middle English. So if anybody wants to hear him recite the first 18 lines of the Canterbury Tales sometimes, John can do it like an ace.
Well, let's hear it for teachers and Joe Martin Rickey, huh? Now, when I first heard you on the stage, and you kind of managed to really kind of blow the open mic room away, you did a song, I believe, called Beautiful Eyes. Could you tell me a little bit about that song and do it for us?
I could. It's one of the series of 73 songs I've written called The Saddest Songs Ever Written, 1 through 73. It's inspired by a real relationship, a friendship, and it's about the person, the most beautiful person in the world. It's called Beautiful Eyes. It goes like this. She said I can't come to dinner 'cause I forgot how to cry. And baby, baby, I just wanna die. Won't you come and see me and tell me goodbye? Won't you come and see me and my beautiful eyes? Got beautiful eyes. I got beautiful eyes. Things have been done to me, and I've done some things. Feels a little better, baby, when I hear you sing. Sing the one about Franny. She touched all the lies. Maybe sing one about my beautiful eyes. Got beautiful eyes. I got beautiful eyes. I forgot how to cry. And
Baby, baby, I just wanna die.
You know, I know Huntington is a bit of a distance, and that's where you're from, right?
It's 1 hour and 14 minutes away.
Right. And but it, we are so lucky to have you here. I was thinking of that song, and I was thinking about all your songs. I hope that all of you have a chance to hear some of Joe Martin Rickey's work on an album. And I was thinking that it reminds me a little bit of the kind of your background in literature. And your focus through your songwriting reminds me a little bit of Leonard Cohen.
That's nice to hear.
And I know that may not be your influence.
No, it's a huge influence. I mean, my original influence was Jackson Browne. I think some of us know Jackson Browne, the great folky folk rock guy from the 70s and early 80s, but who's still playing. But I mean, that's. Yeah, Leonard Cohen is the poetic side. I like to think I sing better than Leonard Cohen. Yeah. I was going to say about Michael's song. You know, it's like, well, both all the songs I've heard, but like this is very poetic. I love the poetic imagery.
Right.
And I'm drawn to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing a song.
Thanks for having me,
today,
and thanks for the Wild Rose Moon because it's a real home. I think a really home away from home.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. So great to have you on board.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, from our hometown to yours, the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour presents our very own audience participation quiz show, Shoot the Moon.
It don't matter to me how smart you are, maybe you're a big buffoon. You don't need to be quick on the draw, all you gotta do is shoot the moon. Shoot the moon, shoot the moon.
And now here's the host of Shoot the Moon, the man with all the questions, George Fricker.
Welcome back. We're having a good time here with Shoot the Moon, and we have two dynamic contestants with us today. We have Lane LaFoon, is that correct?
Yes.
And Brenda Ringenberg. So, Lane, where are you from?
Plymouth.
Plymouth, Indiana?
Mm-hmm.
You grew up and raised here, huh?
Sure was.
And we've known each other a long time.
A long time.
That's right.
We both remember hair, I think.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And actually, we used to meet in this building many, many years ago. Is that not correct?
Yeah.
Upstairs in what is now an apartment. And we did sort of scandalous things, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, we juggled.
Yeah. I
juggled poorly, but
yes. But also the thing I loved about us, we also played a game called hacky sack. Do you know what that is with a foot, right? Mm-hmm. And hacky sack, I don't know about you. Through all these years, once you play hacky sack, you never forget in your feet. And so you're in the kitchen or something begins to drop, and I find myself just trapping it right up against it's like totally unconscious. So I didn't know if you were still having that experience or not. But anyway.
Well, I mostly hack.
Lane, I was wondering if you could pick a category from our game show. We have four today, very exciting categories. And all these categories, by the way, involve something from our lovely guest, Michael Howard, and Caroline Cotter. So pick one of these, and the question will be geared. It's something biographical or, I don't know, historical or maybe even a secret that they don't even know we know.
Well, I'm an old song and dance guy, so we'll do that.
Song and dance, okay. And in the song Anchorage by Michelle Schacht, she tells the story of A mouse meat salesman who dreams of herding longhorns on the plains of West Texas. B. A FedEx truck driver who dreams of painting expressionist landscapes. Or C, an unhappy housewife who dreams of being a skateboarding punk rocker in New York. Song Anchorage from that we know all about from Michael Howard already.
Let's go with A.
A, a mouse meat salesman?
A mouse meat salesman, yes.
No, I'm sorry. It's an unhappy housewife.
That means it's wrong.
What?
Right? The buzzer means it's wrong?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, what? This is an interesting show today, isn't
it's
it?
It's great, yeah.
I still like the mouse meat. Man.
Yeah, I like it too. I think Sid came up
so
with
what
that.
Was the right answer again, George?
Oh, the right answer was an unhappy housewife who dreams of being a skateboarding punk rocker in New York. And Michelle Schacht was a punk rocker for a while, wasn't she?
There's this, she's kind of a mystical figure. Like she comes up, a lot of people in Alaska don't even know who she is, but I hear about her everywhere I go. So I've heard about her from my travels. And yeah, that's the word about Michelle. But
so,
back home,
so yes is the
her.
Answer? Okay. 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 We've got lots of storytellers here today. Anyway, Schacht received her first international exposure after Pete Lawrence recorded her performance on a portable tape recorder at the Kerrville Folk Festival.
And Kerrville, yes.
Kerrville.
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 Yes.
Okay. So. Okay. Yeah. And do you know?
We've been.
You've been.
We went last year.
Oh, great, great.
Yes.
Okay. And did you know that she? That's how she. Her album success brought major labels.
I did
to,
not know that.
To her side after they heard those. Recordings, basement tapes. Okay. Brenda, yes. Brenda, tell us a little. You're from Plymouth?
I'm originally from Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Home of Bob Dylan.
Home of Bob Dylan. And what did you do up in Minnesota?
Well, I got born there and I lived there.
What was that like?
I've slept since then.
Oh, okay. I see that reading and sleeping are hobbies of yours.
If those count, yes.
So you got those from birth?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. Okay. So, and you say you've not been convicted of any felonies, it says here.
Not that I know of.
Okay. Would you like to come and write for the radio show?
That's I'd love to.
Okay. Anyway, would you like to pick a subject, Brenda? We'll learn a little more about you in a little bit, but pick a subject.
You know, I think all spaced out, that fits me.
All spaced out. Carolyn Cotter, many of you don't know this, but it has been a yoga instructor. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And so which of the following phrases is the name of a yoga pose? I'm going to name these yoga poses.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay. She gets to answer them.
All right.
So you can't answer.
I'll be quiet.
Okay. Here it comes. Is it Hakini Mudra? That's A. B, reclined cow face. C, happy baby. D, corpse. E, birth by trees. F, wind removing. G, one-legged king pigeon.
Yeah, the last show you only had four choices. So I at least did a 25% chance. So which one is?
Remember the subject. All spaced out.
I'll go with happy baby.
Actually, every one of these is a yoga pose. So it was a trick.
That means she's right.
Oh, that means she's right. Okay. All right. Okay, did you know that?
I recognize most of them. I have to say I did not know that every single one was. But I'm loose with my terms when I teach yoga. I'll have to say that.
Oh, loose.
I also taught preschoolers, and we made up the names sometimes.
Okay, so maybe this was made by preschoolers.
Maybe it was.
Okay. Who knows? Okay, Lane, back to
so
you.
George,
this is exciting.
Before we go on,
yes.
Did you want to know the score?
By oh, yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I know the score by now. What is the score, Sid?
Funny, you should ask. Brenda 1, Wayne 0.
Okay. All right, Lane, you got a chance to redeem yourself. What is it going to be? This land is your land or starting from scratch?
Starting from scratch.
Starting from scratch, okay. All right. That's good. That's good. Okay. The city now known as Portland, Maine, has been destroyed or burned or attempted to be burned by aggrieved parties on a few occasions. Who or what did the most damage? Is it A, and this is another multiple choice question.
Okay.
It's A, the Abenaki, B, the French, C, the British, D, the Confederacy, or E, a 4th of July fireworks.
Well, all of those are distinct possibilities.
Yes, they are.
I'm going to say all of them. I'm wrong again, right? I don't think that.
No, I guess he's right.
No, he's not. What? The question was which did the most damage.
Well, actually,
only one could do the most.
Only one could do the most.
Only one could do the most. Oh, okay. Should I re-answer that? Or?
Yeah, you can.
Give him another chance.
What was the Abenaki? Augie doggy?
The Abenaki, the French, the British, the Confederacy, or a 4th of July fireworks?
The French.
The 4th of July fireworks. I'm sorry.
Oh, well.
The Great Fire of Portland, Maine, sometimes known as the 1866 Fire, Great Fire in Portland, occurred on July 4th, 1866, the first Independence Day after the end of the American Civil War. This happened 5 years before the Great Chicago Fire, and so this was the greatest fire yet seen in American city. It burned down all kinds of things and left like 10,000 people homeless. 1,800 buildings were burned. It was quite a tragedy, so... sorry, Lane, about that.
I blew it again.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. There's not a lot at the end. You know, you don't have to worry too much about the prize. So.
Oh, I see.
Okay. No car given away. So we have remaining Brenda.
I think I'll pick This Land Is Your Land.
Oh, This Land Is Your Land. Okay. In the song America by Paul Simon, the narrator says, "It took us 4 days to hitchhike from Pittsburgh to what American town? Is it A, Saginaw, B, Kokomo, C, Anchorage?"
I'm feeling A. I'm just sensing A.
It took me 4 days to hitchhike to
Saginaw.
Yeah. Okay, yes, that's right, you know. And interesting thing about Paul Simon and Simon and Garfunkel in Saginaw and where that line comes from. You know, we're interested as songwriters, right, about where things come from. He was actually hired, they were hired, Simon and Garfunkel, to play in Saginaw. And in between the time they were hired and they appeared, their careers went from like zero to 100 or something in like very short time. So it was expected they wouldn't come and play this because they had a contractual arrangement and it wasn't for very much, but they came anyway. And an organizer said, "I asked Paul Simon if they were still charging $1,250 to play, and he said no, four times that much. But he liked Saginaw so much that he included it in his song, which he actually wrote in Saginaw." Interesting. Yeah, cool. So anyway, listen, Sid, we should know what the score is.
Oh, the final score, George, is Brenda 2 and Lane 0.
Okay, oh, sorry. So sorry about that, Lane, but you'll have an opportunity to redeem yourself again at Wild Rose Moon, I'm almost assured. Okay? And what does Brenda get for her, you know, exponential sort of erudition?
Nothing, George.
It don't matter to me how smart you are. Maybe you're a big buffoon. You don't need to be quick on the draw. All you gotta do is shoot the moon. Shoot the moon. Shoot the moon.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, Nancy and Dan Schmelter, Judith Robert, Tom Kapusinskas, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.